Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with David Ohmberg. How are you, David?
Good. Thank you very much for asking.
David is the president and CEO of Highmark Health, one of the largest fully integrated healthcare organizations in America, about $26 billion almost in revenue, 40,000 employees. They have 14 hospitals, and they're one of the largest healthcare payers with 6.8 million members. Talk about what the organization is to you. You've led it for almost a decade through some very interesting times.
Thank you very much for having me. For me, Highmark Health is really the incubator for maybe the future of healthcare. We are one of the largest Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance plans in the country. We're also an organization that has 14 hospitals, almost 3,000 physicians, and has been on the front lines of delivering healthcare now for certainly the last decade. And we're very proud of the fact that we're taking a much different approach maybe than everybody else with our living health model.
And let's talk exactly about that, your living health model, because it is significantly different.
The way we think about it is, you know, healthcare today is 20% of the economy, and that's really realistically not sustainable. You know, as a country, we need a better option, and as an organization, we felt that the best way to approach it was to lead by example. So as an insurer with over 80 years, we understood risk, we understood, you know, the payment and the economics of healthcare, but we always had a point of view on the actual delivery of healthcare and how things could be done. And we had the privilege of stepping in and building the Allegheny Health Network, which is a $4 billion health system based in Western New York and also in Western Pennsylvania. And our approach is to do things differently. We're focused on value. We're focused on what we call Think Up, which is innovating in healthcare, asking people to reward not only our customers, but our own clinicians, et cetera, by, you know, rewarding them for outcomes, not for activity. And that's probably the biggest difference is we're moving from being a fee-for-service organization to one that takes on risk and takes on accountability and responsibility in helping people have the best life they possibly can.
How do you as a CEO drive that throughout the culture? You physicians, you know, you're dealing with length of stay. How do you drive that message about we're results-oriented?
Well, the first thing we had to do was to get all the smart people to the table. We needed to have people from, you know, the clinicians. We needed to have people from the business side. We needed to find ways to, you know, tackle problems differently than we had in the past. Historically, clinical organizations and insurers have operated almost as adversaries. And in our world, we brought everybody to the table and said, not only do you get to have an opinion, you get to have responsibility and accountability for the outcomes of the decisions we make. So our first stop was to go to the operating room, spend time with the clinicians, and meet them where they are, and find ways to engage them so that they realize that we were very serious about wanting to improve quality, safety, outcomes. But we also recognized that healthcare has to be affordable, and the average household has to be able to be still standing after a healthcare event and not be in a position where they're bankrupt or have no options in the rest of their life.
So what is your hope for the future of healthcare? I mean, when I look at healthcare, I see what you're doing. Kaiser Permanente, I think, is a strong model, and I've interviewed from George Halverson, Greg Adams, Bernie Tyson, all the last three CEOs. They seem to have it, but I don't know that anyone in the East, as much as you, is driving that type of model. Talk about what the future in America could be, where you elevate clinical outcomes and the costs that you're talking about.
From our perspective, you know, what we've been able to do here is we've taken a health system at scale. We've improved quality, we've improved outcomes, and we've also slowed down the cost of medical inflation. You know, we're big fans of Kaiser, and as you know, they started in World War II, you know, when we were building ships and we needed people to be able to do that, and they had to find a way to physically take care of them. we started as an insurance company, you know, that managed risk and the financial aspects of it. A little bit different starting point, but we had the privilege of stepping in and acquiring, you know, the oldest and, you know, and one of the largest health systems in Pennsylvania, and, you know, and build from there. And so, you know, our objective is to find ways to truly move away from fee-for-service healthcare, which is what this country has been doing for the last 40 years, and instead pay people for, you know, the outcomes that that we achieve, pay people for the science that actually improves people's quality of life, and evaluate success based on are our customers, our patients, our members able to live their best life.
Let's talk about your reputation. And obviously, it's advanced significantly. I've written like 350 articles for Forbes, and, you know, it's obvious you've won the awards for Forbes, America's Best Employers. Talk about what you do to promote employee engagement, how you look at reputation.
Well, reputation to me is critically important as an organization, as an individual. I do believe that, you know, all of us make mistakes. All of us are sinners. Some people wake up the next morning and really focus on doing better, and I'm one of those people. Other people wake up in the morning and they rinse and repeat. You know, as an organization, you know, we're very focused on doing the right things. And when I say the right things, it's doing it when nobody is looking. And then if you have people inspecting you or evaluating you, you don't have to worry so much about your reputation because you've done the right things when they weren't paying attention. And so that's been very helpful to us as a leader. You know, I think it's critically important that we lead by example. And so what that means to me is I won't ask our people to do anything that I'm not willing to do. Probably the biggest example of that was, you know, we led the vaccination efforts during the pandemic here in this part of the country. We saw what was happening in New York. We saw what was happening in Los Angeles, and we thought we could do better. And so we ended up, you know, partnering with other institutions who shared our values. And, you know, and we led a mass vaccination of people here in this part of the country. And for me, that meant I couldn't ask our people to volunteer and put themselves in harm's way unless I did it myself, unless my wife did it, unless our family did it. And so we were all volunteers at the front of the line, you know, as people were coming in to get their vaccinations. And we're very proud of the fact that we vaccinated almost 500,000 people in just a few days.
Congratulations. It sounds like the ultimate of servant leadership. If you could sum up your leadership philosophy, how would you codify that?
I think it is servant leadership. My philosophy is, you know, it's okay to be a fierce competitor. It's okay to want to do better and be successful. You don't do it at the expense of people. You do it by helping the people around you be successful. And I think that's been a very important part of my strategy is I try to find the smartest people and the best people that I can work with, and I help them be successful, and I figure they're going to help me be successful.
We're about to take a commercial break. When we do, we're going to come back and we're going to ask about something interesting, because here's an organization that branded a football stadium of one of the great football teams in America, and that, of course, is Highmark Stadium in Buffalo. Back in a few, and we'll hear about that as well.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're with David Ohmberg, who is the president and CEO of Highmark Health. We interview the CEOs who reinvented the fabric of America, and clearly what Highmark has done from their roots is they have changed the model of healthcare, where everything is becoming results-oriented, outcome-oriented, and it's going to have significant impact on the entire American economy. I want to shift to something. We're talking about reputation as well, and you took a risk and named Highmark Stadium, and of course, the Buffalo Bills have performed tremendously well. And that's a little bit north of maybe your center, but talk about what prompted you to do that and how you measure like the ROI on something like naming rights of a stadium, which there are very few opportunities available.
I think CEOs in most cases spend most of their time making decisions in the gray. You know, I tell people all the time, 80% of the decisions I make are with incomplete information. You never have enough to be able to accurately make a decision without taking risk. And so as it related to Highmark Stadium, you know, we recognize that the Buffalo Bills are incredibly important to that region and part of the identity of the people we serve in New York and also in Western Pennsylvania and frankly across the country. The Bills Mafia is everywhere and they're very loyal, they're very passionate, and it means something to them. And so there was a moment where there was a need, you know, that the naming rights of the stadium made sense for the Bills and for Highmark. And we took the leap of faith because, you know, when times are tough and when times are good, Highmark is, you know, is right there with the people that we serve. We're the largest insurer in Western Pennsylvania, Western New York, and, you know, much of the areas where the Buffalo fans come from. And so consequently, we made the decision to partner with the organization. Part of the calculation was, you know, we wanted to partner with somebody who we thought had similar values, high integrity, wanted to do the right things, involved in the community, and was willing to give back to the community. And we're so proud of what Highmark and the Bills have done, particularly this past year. Unfortunately, Buffalo has had a series of traumatic events, you know, starting with the Tops supermarket shooting, where the Bills and Highmark both came together to help the community heal, to the snowstorms, to DeMar Hamlin's heart attack on the field. You know, both the organizations have been there together every step of the way. And, you know, we're very proud of the fact that, you know, it's worked out. But I think from a risk standpoint, it was a big leap of faith because people in our field hadn't done that before. But, you know, we felt that it was the right partner, the right moment, and the right fan base.
Let's shift to the personal side. So you've done some things that few CEOs have done, like, you know, you're a black belt in martial arts, and then you ran a half marathon. So I sense you're a continuous learner. Talk about what drove you to these personal.
I think for me, you know, I realized very early on, I was fortunate. You know, I had two parents. My dad worked in a factory. My mother was a nurse. I grew up in a household where we never starved, but there were a lot of weeks where I drove around with my mom and she paid bills in cash because there wasn't enough money in the checking account. And our parents instilled values in us, work ethic. They challenged us, you know, to go out and get a good education. Even though they couldn't afford to pay for it, they understood how important it was. They were first-generation Americans. And, you know, because of all that, I grew up hungry. You know, I had the privilege when I was 14 of going to work for a McDonald's franchisee. And, you know, and it gave me an opportunity to learn and to, you know, to have a little bit of money in my pocket. And I never forgot that. And every step of the way, I've tried to make myself better. So, you know, where I've had the opportunity to learn from others, I have. Where I was given the opportunity to get an education or prove myself, I did. And, you know, and I've continued that as I've gotten older. And there was a point in my career where I realized that, you know, I had a real shot at becoming a CEO and becoming a successful one, but there were still things I needed to do to sharpen the sword, I think, as somebody once said. And I decided that it was important physically to be at the top of your game as it was mentally to be at the top of your game. So my kids were taking martial arts. I wanted to spend time with them and also challenge myself, so I started doing it with them. Ultimately got a black belt. My oldest and my youngest both thought, you know, that I needed to be in a little bit better shape. So they challenged me, you know, to run a half marathon, which I'm proud to say I successfully now have run five of them and continue to run. But it's really about, you know, keeping yourself crisp and sharp. I can't speak for other people, but, you know, CEOs I talk to understand the pressure of this role. And frankly, when you're a CEO, there's very few people you can talk to. But when you talk to other CEOs, you realize that there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of challenges, you know, and, you know, it's very easy to get yourself off track. And so I think it's really important that we invest in ourselves, both physically, mentally, and from a education standpoint, so we keep becoming better.
When we talk about being a CEO, you and I spoke earlier about the importance of CEO's role in shaping the world. Talk about that.
We have 40,000 people at Highmark, and on any given day, you could call it a small city. I think there's a real responsibility to help people make sense of what's going on in the world. We all watch the television. We see some of the things that are happening. And how many times have you heard, been in a room when somebody said, somebody should do something about that? Well, CEOs have the opportunity in a unique position to be able to be the people that can do something about that. You know, we have resources that some others may not have available. We sometimes are in the room when decisions are made that can impact literally millions of people. And we have a responsibility to step up and be a part of the solution. So for me, it means where we have the authority and the capability to engage, we do. And we believe that we have the responsibility to do that. So whether it's been on diversity issues or making healthcare better or being good role models for our 40,000 people so that they see that we won't ask them to do something that we're not willing to do. All of that is important because, you know, if you help impact 100 people and you make a real difference with those 100, that's good work. We just have to hope that somebody else focuses on number 101 through 200, and then somebody else goes after the next group. But if we all just sit on the sidelines and sit on our couches, nothing's going to get better.
What will Highmark's role be in the future of healthcare?
I think the future of healthcare may well be decided here in Pittsburgh. I think Highmark plays a pivotal role, and you know, I'm a strong believer that healthcare in America needs to be a public-private partnership. It can't be either. It's got to be a combination of both, and that Highmark will play a pivotal role in proving both to government and to employers in the private sector and other CEOs that there is a solution and that we shouldn't give up. We shouldn't cede our responsibility to government alone. But instead, if we work together, you know, doing things like our living health model, where we're really focused on the intersection of delivery of care and financing of care, that we can fix this and that we can make a difference and we can leave a generation of people that will come after us in a much better place than we all found.
And there you have it. David, congratulations on the tremendous work you're doing and leading the way in healthcare. What a pleasure it is having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Joanne Jenkins. How are you, Joanne?
I'm good, thank you.
And always good to see you again. Joanne is the CEO of AARP. So let's go back to September 1st, 2014, when you first became CEO. You had a major vision of disrupting aging. Talk about what you did and how you positioned and involved AARP to share this vision of a better America and better world.
Well, thank you. September 2014 seems like a long time ago, but I remember, you know, having been on the for-profit board of AARP and the president of the foundation, the chief operating officer, and then stepping into the CEO role in September, and how different it felt. How different it felt for me to start talking about what it is we were trying to achieve at AARP to help our members live better lives. It really came upon me that we really needed to disrupt aging. We needed to change the perception of aging in this country and do away with these outdated beliefs about what people should or should not be doing at a certain age. And I remember having the conversation with the staff about, you know, we need to be envisioning a life in which people are living 30, 40 years longer than perhaps our grandparents lived, that the likelihood of people living into their 80s and 90s was significant if, in fact, they exercised, ate well, and had access to good health care. And so we started this whole challenge, this journey on a mission to disrupt aging, to challenge outdated beliefs, and to really spark new solutions so that everyone had the opportunity to live a better, healthier, longer life. And so that really put AARP on a different course of not just accepting the fact that you're becoming a certain age, but in fact looking forward to it and thinking about what it is you still wanted to do in your life.
And when you look at the age, something really significant is the age of 50. The amount of wealth that goes into that group, it's almost like next to two sovereign nations, the GDP of the America and of China, it's number three in the entire world.
That's absolutely true. First of all, there are about 110 million people over the age of 50 in the U.S. And so that 50% makes up about $8 trillion of annual economic activity. And for every dollar spent in the U.S., 51% is spent by someone over the age of 50. And as you said, if in fact that economic activity were a country, it would be the third largest behind the U.S. and China. And so our challenge was to convince and educate the market that this was a huge opportunity for them to be creating new products and services that serve this 50-plus market, and that the likelihood of people who reach the age of 50 to continue on that lifespan to well into their 80s or 90s and some into their 100s was a huge market segment that the private sector was missing out on.
Let's talk about that idea of convincing and educating the market. As CEO, it's not something that you could just do automatically. How did you galvanize people? How did you get your messaging? How did you figure out the partners that you'd have so you actually got that message forward?
One of the first things we tried to do is to address what we call the Disrupt Aging platform into making sure that people felt comfortable with being their own age. I think that's one of the huge challenges that we've seen, that we made a lot of progress on, but we continue to face, that people need to feel comfortable saying, I'm 63, or I'm 70, or I'm 80, and to make sure that we recognize the wisdom that comes with that, the credibility that comes into the workplace, and also to get companies to recognize that there is a huge opportunity to create new kinds of products and services that are going to meet the needs of this 50-plus population, but also be what I like to call ageless products and services. So it's not created just for the old. It's created for society, but the old will benefit from it just like younger generations will benefit from it. And so our messaging to the entertainment community was one of the big plays that we did in the beginning to really look at actors and actresses and see them performing at the top of their work life and work products that they were pushing out and really showcasing them through our movies for grown-ups. We work with the publications industries, magazines like Allure who agreed that they were never going to use the word anti-aging again in their publications, that this wasn't something we were fighting against. This is something we were embracing. And so slowly but surely, we're beginning to see a broader market trend as older people continue to stay in the workforce and as work shortages occur all across this country. I think the message is clear that there is a huge opportunity for the private sector in this 50-plus market and a benefit for the employers to keep older people in the workplace longer.
How did you overcome the challenges of driving a message like this of disrupt aging? That's transformational type message. What's like a challenge you had to overcome that you were able to do so?
One of the biggest challenges, which was also one of the biggest benefits, is that AARP brand. Because for a lot of people, they hear AARP and they think old. And so we had to re-envision our own brand and identity that really wasn't about turning 65 and starting to draw your Social Security or signing up for Medicare. It was about how am I going to live the rest of my life and not just live it, but thrive in it. And so a lot of rethinking in terms of the way we communicate with people, the way we talk about age, the way we talk about, you know, what's to come in the future, and how do we help people prepare themselves so that they're ready and that it's not just one person's responsibility. It's what I like to call the three P's, that there is a public role and the responsibility at government levels to change laws and guidelines. There's a private sector role in creating new products and services and keeping people in the workplace. And then we ourselves have a personal responsibility to live our best lives every day and to make sure that we're prepared physically, but also financially to make sure that we have saved enough money so that we can live that extra 10 or 15 lives.
You've about 2 minutes before a break, and I want to ask about a partnership you had, speaking about money, which is with J.P. Morgan. Talk about how you pulled that together and the results from it.
So we had some really interesting conversations with our board and with our leadership team inside of AARP to say if, in fact, we want to spur creativity and innovation in the private sector, then we ought to be putting our money where our mouth is. You know, I, as CEO, I've always said to our team here that we shouldn't be asking anybody to do something that we're not willing to do ourselves. And so part of that was getting the approval of our board of directors for us to invest in startup companies who are focused on finding solutions in the private sector around that health, wealth, and self, that financial security, our access to good health care, and products and services that make us happy. And so we entered into a partnership with J.P. Morgan to set up our AARP investment portfolio, where we're investing in startup companies who are creating new products and services that help us focus on those three areas. And this was the first time that AARP had ever done this. It really gave us a huge jump in the innovation space, which has spurred conversations later on where we launched AARP Innovation Labs. And now we have over 45 different companies that we have actually bought into the Innovation Lab here at AARP that we're either investing with, partnering with, helping them design and test some of their products and solutions in the marketplace. Still around that overarching framework of health, wealth, and self.
We're about to take a break. We're with Joanne Jenkins. When we come back, we're going to talk about workplace culture and what the future holds. Back in the field.
you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions, 06604, is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions, 06604. Call us at 203-522-88.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're with Joanne Jenkins, the CEO of AARP. And Joanne, you've had a big idea that AARP has driven about the future of workforce, and actually what you've told me is a five-generation workforce. Describe what this is.
One of the things that COVID has done for us this year is it has made us re-envision and live what we have talked about for the last several years about the future of the workforce. That, in fact, technology was going to continue to play a ever-increasing role, and that everyone, regardless of their age, it was going to have to be really steeped in the use of technology. And so as we've come out of coming through and hopefully out of COVID, the use of technology to do virtual meetings and have conversations with family or friends or businesses is commonplace. We know that here at AARP and with many of our partner organizations all around the world that we're already experiencing the four-generation workforce, and we can see in the very near future five generations in the workforce working side by side, or at least virtually side by side. And so this is something that's going to be increasingly important for not only here in the U.S., but around the world as we experience these shortages of workers, as we try to design culture within our own organizations or companies. It's going to be a complicated mix of how you have four and five generations in the workplace at one time.
And how is the whole concept of work at home hybrid going to play out in this model?
If I knew the answer to that, I probably wouldn't be sitting here. But I think that some of the things are the early learnings that we're seeing is that, like the younger worker, the older worker is also enjoying that increased flexibility of being able to work at home. It cuts out that long distance travel. I know my commute on an average day pre-COVID was about an hour each way. And so you really cut out that 2 hours of travel time, which allows for more meetings, more actual physical work or mental work in the workplace. I think you're going to see, as we've seen here, that it's going to allow families to cluster together in communities. And so a lot of employers you're seeing are requiring, but certainly influencing that people work and live in their same communities. And so that gives people the flexibility to not only be able to do that caregiving that they may have to do at some point during the day, whether it's for older care or child care. And also virtual environment gives people that additional flexibility. And so one of the things that we've learned here at AARP is we had to transition to almost 100% virtual work during COVID is that, you know, we have to adjust the expectations of what it is we're planning to do, or we have to redesign our work. A lot of what we do is in community. And so we had to adjust to virtual communities. We were fortunate that throughout COVID here at National, we hosted over 45 teletown hall meetings that connected us with our members. Most of those calls had over 100,000 members signed on, either through cell technology or Facebook or some other social media activity. And it allows for that continuous connection to take place. And I think as employers look at that, you know, four and five generations at the same time, you're going to, the best of us are going to have that mix of the younger generation who is far more clear and the use of technology and what it can do with that perhaps older worker who might have more actual real life experience and wisdom that sort of matches together. And I think that's what we're seeing here at AARP. And I think that's what we're seeing. And that's what our partners are telling us has been a really rich engagement by having multiple generations in the workplace at one time.
What I'm wondering is how diversity, equity, and inclusion ties into this whole new five-generation workforce. It seems like everything sort of works hand in hand. And also, as you know, I've been pushing to have more women CEOs dramatically. And as a woman CEO of color, is what insights do you have on this?
I think it's a good thing that around the world we are recognizing the importance of diversity, equity, and inclusion and how it brings better solutions and better outcomes both emotionally and financially into end products around the around our organizations and our companies. I also think that we need to incorporate in there age diversity. And as we just talked about that four or five generation in the workplace, we know that there has been an uptick in discrimination based on age. And so including that and seeing the value of having an older worker, hopefully they might be diverse in race or gender as well. You're seeing corporate boardrooms take very seriously, you know, how they're going to address the diversity, equity, inclusion. Here at AARP, we elevated the position to the executive team level so that we have someone whose job it is to make sure that we are all on point in terms of how we look at the workplace, how we look at the employee, and how we look at the marketplace. So it's not just do I have X number of women or X number of minorities, but it's also, you know, how do we treat our employees and the environment in which they work. And it's also about the marketplace. For all of those companies that we do business with, are we holding them to the same standard that we're holding ourselves to in terms of the way they run their companies? And then for AARP, as we talked about previously, where are we investing our dollars? Are we putting our dollars and buying products and services with companies that represent racial and ethnic diversity and age diversity in the way we spend our buying dollars? And so I think it's a wake-up call for all of us. I think people want to do right. I think people want to make good decisions, but it's also going to be a steep learning curve for many organizations and many companies who perhaps have not been as diverse in all of those different areas in the past.
On that inspirational note, I'd like to thank you. We've been speaking with Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.